Good afternoon. This is your host, Mia, and this is Mindful and Chit Chat. We're back with another episode of Chit Chat this week, as promised. I did do an episode last night about TI. Make sure you check that out and let me know your thoughts and opinions on that. But today I'm talking about something a little bit more serious. I know I said I didn't want to talk about certain political things on the channel just yet, just because I want to get a feel for what everybody likes and what everybody doesn't like. And politics is so complicated, but this case in general that I'm going to talk about, Rodney Reed, who is currently incarcerated in Texas, and so just a little bit about the case. Rodney Reed was dating, allegedly, what these are his words, Stacy Stites, who was murdered in April of 96. And there's so much evidence. I guess, you know, he had an unfair trial, basically. All of the white jurors found him guilty just because the only thing that was found from Rodney was his semen was found inside of her. However, like I said, they allegedly were having a relationship. This was also, I guess, noted by all of Rodney's family, that she would drive down and they would be in a relationship. His mother knew, his brother knew, his whole family knew about who she was. They also knew that she was engaged to a police officer, Jimmy Fennell, and that, you know, I'm not sure if there were, she wasn't happy in this relationship. It hasn't really been said, but the evidence is overwhelming, and I'm just giving you a snippet of what I know, what I've researched, and the timing that I have to give this information to you. So basically, you know, Stacy Stites was found, her body was found alongside of a road, and there were two beer cans. Next to her body. She had a shoe, I believe it was her left shoe, off. Her sock did not have any type of dirt on it or anything of that nature. According to pathologists, the way that rigor mortis, I believe it is, set in, which usually sets in between 4 and 5 hours, I believe. She had that on her face. And the only way for that to happen is for her to be in a slouched position. However, she was found on her back. So, you know, with two beer cans by her, I believe I said that. Prints on the beer cans were those of her fiancés and I believe another police officer. And so he was the fiancé, Jimmy Fennell, was the original suspect, because of his, you know, he's a fiancé, you know, that's the first person they look at is the fiancé. And on top of that, he also had a brutal police officer, history record against violence against women. after Stacy's murder, he, Jimmy Finnell, kidnapped the woman and sexually assaulted her while he was on duty as a police officer, and he was convicted of this crime and sentenced to 10 years. Despite sworn affidavits from witnesses establishing that Jimmy Finnell threatened to kill Stites before, and that he has subsequently confessed to the crime, and the compelling expert testimony establishing Reed's innocence, all requests to evaluate new evidence has been unsuccessful. So what I'm saying here, and I'm reading this, if you would like to know more about the case, please check out freerodneyreed.com. Go to change.org and you can sign the petition. His execution date is November 20th. I'm giving you just snippets, and I'm basically giving you my opinion in those snippets as well, if you can read between the lines of what I believe is going on here. Rodney Reed, just so we're clear, is a black man. Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Finnell, which should be a felon, or he is a felon. He actually just was released from that 10-year sentence last year, by the way. And apparently other victims of his sexual assault have come forward and have said that, you know, while on duty, he has basically sexually assaulted them as well. So we're not talking about a person who is completely innocent. I do not believe Rodney Reed also is just like God's gift walking the earth, because he too has a past with some crimes regarding sexual assault. However, he was acquitted of all charges. Charges were dropped against him. So with that being said, he was never convicted of any sexual assault crimes, nor did he plead guilty to any. However, the fiance of Stacy Stites, Jimmy, has. So is it possible to say that, and not only that, we will also include that it is said that Jimmy was a known racist, and basically said that he felt that Stacy got what she deserves. There's a friend at a funeral that heard him say that as they were lowering Stacy's body into the ground. So, you know, the man doesn't sound like he's too innocent. He failed 2 lie detector tests. He failed them. I mean, he was asked if he had anything to do with his fiance's murder or disappearance or anything, and, you know, his answer was no. And both times, deception was found. And the second time is when he decided to lawyer up. There is so much more to this case, and a lot of the evidence does point to the fiance. However, nobody wants to hear that. We do know it's in the state of Texas and Florida. Any state, maybe minus Colorado, and I'll get into that real quick, usually has a 1%. The statistic is they only have a 1% chance of getting off of death row. And you know, that's just facts, that there's only a 1% chance that people are released from death row. But usually when there is a execution date, time, it's set in stone. In a state like Texas, it's going to be really, really hard to, you know, get this stopped. So that's why I just wanted to throw the facts out there. research it yourself if you have time. But meanwhile, there is a petition that can be signed. I'm giving you just a snippet of information. There's so much more to it. This man is clearly he has been wrongly accused. I'm not saying he's perfect. I'm not saying that, you know, he's innocent and just open the gates and let him out. I'm saying that we should reevaluate the whole case because he did not have a fair trial by any means. It is known that, let me just make sure I'm saying who has said their racist comments. I believe it was let's see. Bear with me here, guys. I believe it's the Texas District and County Attorneys Association has been spewing some racist comments that we are asking for them to recant those statements and look into this case. If you would like, I'm going to post where you can find the information and you can read more about this. We are running out of time for this man. It sounds to me that if this man, because there's reasonable doubt anywhere in this case, if this man is executed, there's a high possibility that we are sending an innocent man to death row. To his death, not to death row. He's already been on death row for 20 plus years. So at this point, we will be murdering a innocent man. Obviously, we're not new to this. My personal opinion on death penalty is this is why I don't agree with it. I personally have been called for a death penalty case for jury duty, and just long story short, it was my first jury duty case, and it was a death penalty case, and it was intense, and I don't believe I could have brought myself, first of all, I don't believe I could have brought myself to make such a decision like that. People get it wrong. And here we are with a situation where people may have gotten it wrong. People may have done some corrupt things. People may have framed this man. He's already admitted that he was having a relationship with her, so it is possible that his semen would have been found in her if they were having a relationship, which can last up to 24 hours in your body after you're deceased. Please correct me if I'm wrong with saying that, but I'm pretty sure it's 24 hours. And within those 24 hours, they could have had sex, and it just so happened it was the perfect setup because she was having an affair with a black man, and her fiance, who was currently a police officer at the time, found out about it, knew he was a black man and is a known racist, and basically framed her lover, had some police buddies cover it up. And this is all just my opinion and speculation from the evidence that I have looked at personally. And with that being said, that's why I'm so passionate about it. It's not the first man that I have ever said or signed a petition about regarding being executed. If you don't remember, in September of 2011, Troy Davis was executed for allegedly killing, and I will say allegedly because I still believe that he was an innocent man who was executed. And he was executed September 2011, he decided his last words were to ask the people who were performing the execution to have that, may God have mercy on their souls, because he's an innocent man and he's being put to death for a crime that he didn't commit. If you don't remember, people have recanted their statements and have said that they don't believe that it was Troy Davis and that they felt pressured by the police, and that is the reason why they pointed him out as the killer of the off-duty police officer at the time. But they have since before then came back and also have said that they are not, that wasn't true. So they've recanted those statements. They said it at first, now they're saying no, and quite possibly the state of Georgia murdered an innocent man. And quite possibly we are about to watch the state of Texas, which is not at all their first rodeo, nope, no shots fired on that one, with executing people, innocent people. We could go through this all day, but you know, my main focus is for you to please just look into, and I will make sure I put the link in there, this case, and sign the petition. If you feel that it's not going to do anything that is not true, just try, because what if it was your brother, your son, your cousin, your father? I mean, it could be your family member who is currently on death row for a crime they didn't commit. This is not the first time that this happens. It happens a lot, especially to people of color. We are always labeled the bad guy when you have a city who is full of corruption. I didn't even touch the tip of this case, as I don't have all the time in the world to do it on this platform. I do plan on creating a YouTube channel so I can go into depth with these cases. However, I encourage you to just read about it. There's a couple clips on YouTube. If I can link them in the description, I will. They're small, just snippets of a little bit more of the information that I have told you that you can look into before signing the petition. But this is a man's life. This is someone who is probably innocent. However, because there's so much evidence that is new and has been brought forward since that time in 96 to now, I believe that before you send a man to his death, you should at least look into the new evidence brought to the table. However, I believe also that the reason why we won't get this, and I'm not being hopeful, I'm being a realist, because at the end of it all, we are talking about the state of Texas. At the end of it all, we are talking about a black man who murdered a white woman. We are talking about a white woman who was engaged to a police officer who has friends, fishing buddies on his team. So it is possible. According to Rodney Reed himself, he has stated that Stacy has said that if she found out about this, him and Rodney Reed and her, that Jimmy would kill her. So, you know, and not to mention, the man just got out of prison from serving a 10-year sentence for a sexual assault anyway. So, I mean, just look at the petition, please, and just have a heart in this one, because this could possibly be an innocent man put to death. I know we have so many other things that we could talk about and get into, but the fact that I disagree so in my spirit with the death penalty, it's heartbreaking to know that someone has a day, a death day for possibly some crime they did, maybe didn't even commit. The only thing that was there is you were at the right place at the wrong time because you were having an affair with her. Your semen was there. It was the easiest scapegoat. You didn't have the perfect record, so let's throw you to the wolves to save our asses. But that's my time. I will go more in depth on this case on my blog, www.chatterboxspace.com, or you can follow the Facebook page, Chatterbox Space, on Facebook. You can have the conversation with me on Twitter at Break Mindful. I will link all of this information below, but please just take a minute to check out freerodneyreed.org or change.org and check out this case, because we have until November 20th. That is his execution date. So let's see what we can do to hopefully get this innocent black man, possibly innocent black man, a fair trial. That's what I'm asking for, a fair trial. And then we'll go from there. That's it. That's what I got for you guys today. I will be talking to you tomorrow. Stay true. Stay blessed. Stay everything. Stay happy. And I hope you enjoy your Sundays. Go Steelers. Bye.